Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Good morning. It's March 4th, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 6, verse 39. Verse 39 reads, "He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit?" What a silly question, isn't it, from Jesus? Can the blind lead the blind? We would say, of course not. Yet this world is full of blind people leading other blind people. How can it be? What would cause a blind person to follow another blind person? Well, they promise they can see. This verse, of course, isn't speaking of physical blindness, but rather spiritual, moral blindness. So let us look first at those being led. This is natural in human nature. To want to find a leader to follow? This world is big, crazy, and scary. We all need help to figure it out, and this is what leads us to look for a leader, someone to fall in behind that can help guide us where we need to go. We can't possibly know everything and navigate everything on our own, so we look for leaders. This is what makes us vulnerable and allows us to be preyed upon. We're blind and not even able to know what direction to start in. We can't even begin to know how to get ourselves unlost. So we cling to those who can promise to help. So what about the leaders, the blind guides? As the saying goes, misery loves company, and a blind leader is just as in need of companionship as those being guided. The problem comes in when we remember that Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan, who is the god of this world, the Apostle Paul tells us, and it goes on to say in that verse, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. So on our own, as being born human on this planet, born into sin, we're born blind, spiritually and morally. You know, we can find clear paths for a few steps in a given direction, but that is all. So as a blind guide, we'll gather others around us and say, look, this path is clear, at least this far. We don't know what's further down the path or what's around the path, only that it's clear this far. So how do we remove blindness to see all paths? What's down each path and ultimately the one right path that leads to life? Because there's a lot of paths, but they all lead to the pit, except one. That is the path that leads to life. And Isaiah 42, verse 16 tells us, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them." So we're going to expound on this idea a little bit more on Monday, but for now, just know that it's Jesus Christ. He is the only guide that knows how to walk the perfect path of life. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 22, verse 27 through 28. "All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations." And our proverb comes from Proverbs 4:18, and it reads, The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.